Hello and welcome to I Second That Emotion. I am Copper and this
is Raizudo.
And this is I Second That Emotion.
I really like that song, you guys.
Me too. Yeah. I second that emotion.
You know, it was good. I was booging.
Yeah. Me so too,
this,
yo.
This kind of went...
You know, I think they listened to Flynn's and seconded that emotion.
Yeah, but Flynn put more work in there.
Yes, she did. She totally did.
Though I like the double voice thing.
I did too.
That was kind of clever.
Like, in a way, I feel bad because I know Monogram Spaz put more work into their intro, but I enjoyed this intro more.
You enjoyed the song.
I liked the song, and I liked that they were talking with each other.
Yeah, that was cute. And, like...
All right, I'm going to be like the Simon Cowell here.
Well, I mean, no, I agree that it sucks. Because all they did was introduce themselves.
Yeah.
And they didn't say anything about the show or what was going on tonight. Like, it didn't really get me excited about the show.
Did you put any explanation of what the intro was supposed to be? I feel like some people varied ideas.
I just said I wanted them to intro... However they would intro their first episode is what I wanted.
Yeah, but the thing is that all these people have been on shows / listened to shows. So, like, they should know that they have to say, like, this is the show, here's what we're doing tonight. Like, first audition. Like, Moniker and Spaz did that in their Flesh It Out, like, the part where they were like, hello all, haha, no, that's Rochelle's thing. And then, like, we're like, oh, yes, like, tonight's the audition night, and, like, you know, we, like, are starting new characters, and we're gonna help you flesh them out. Like, I feel like... That little segment was missing.
Especially if it's your first show and you're doing an intro, people want to, like, know who you guys are and like you guys. And there was nothing, like, you didn't put any of yourselves really into it except for the double voice thing. I mean, you guys sounded friendly, but, like, what reason do I have to listen to this show other than you played a good song?
Yeah, exactly. They didn't give us any information.
I guess the thing is, it would be fine as an intro, but it's... In a competition where the intro needs to really stand out, you guys sort of leaned heavily on the cutesiness of the song.
Which was a good song.
With the title. It is a good song, I agree.
Yeah, but it still needed more.
Yeah, I think this needed a little bit more. I'm really scared because Flynn has two more shows, and I'm hoping all her intros aren't just like, I'm Flynn! Click.
So are the last two her?
Yeah. Oh. You guys ready to move on to...
Yeah.
Actually, I think Zane has something too.
Yeah, where's Zane?
Oh,
Didn't Bright have a second show, or did he only have one?
No, Bright only had the one show.
Bright only had the one? Okay.
Wait, Zane had a show?
Zane had a show.
And then, oh, so maybe there's only one more. I thought Zane had two shows.
Let's listen to Flynn and talk about this later.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Welcome to. You Got Mail.
The mail singing competition of Voice Hollywood. I'm your host, Flynn.
I'm your host, Olivia. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to the first episode of You've Got Mail.
All right. See, now that song wasn't as good. While they did the same thing as Copper, so I have to put Copper's above for the song choice.
Shit.
Really? But I think they explained a little bit more. Like they said, you know, the male singing competition at VH. I think anybody who has been at VH and done a singing competition, quote unquote, would know what the show was. The one problem is people who haven't done singing competitions would be... Yeah. Yeah.
Here's the thing. These two, Oliviana especially, has done many shows with intros before, so I don't understand how that message got miscommunicated to her.
Yeah. That was a little weird to me. I feel like they should have had a little bit more. I thought this was better than Flynn's first entry, though.
Personally. No, because Flynn's first entry had that really good mix. That mixed
them. Yeah.
I guess, honestly, this was more information about the show. I don't know.
Yeah, have you ever been driving and you get to some small town that's really, really rinky-dink and you blink and you're past it already? Yeah. That's kind of what happened here. I was like, I blinked and it was over and I was like, wait, where's the intro?
I
kind of liked Flynn's other one better than this.
I did think the song choice was clever.
The song choice was clever.
Like, again, it put me in a place where, I mean, it kind of got me into the spirit of the show, if the spirit of the show is homosexual strippers. Yeah, I know. I mean, it wasn't a bad intro. It just it didn't really give me anything.
It was like
I know I didn't give any directives on what I thought the intro should be, but like, I mean, how could you just submit this? And I don't know. I don't understand the thinking process.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
So it wasn't bad, but it wasn't one of the standouts for me tonight.
Yeah.
Rochelle, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said everything I was thinking. I don't know.
It's the tricky part is we started out with some really strong entries and everything's just been sort of.
Well, on the plus side, I have found both of Zine's, so maybe.
Good. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, do you guys want to listen to Zane's now? Do you guys have?
Wait, we have one more.
We have one more.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We have
Flynn is. We have Flynn as one more.
Wait, yes, we have Flynn. Why are there two in here?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Ah, oh, what a lovely morning. What have my subjects left me this millennium? I'm so hungry after my long nap. What is this? No sacrifices for the greatest Aztec goddess?
Hello, dear Chantico. What on earth is the matter? It's not ladylike to go stomping around like a child.
I'm a goddess. I'm allowed. How did this happen? I wake up from a little thousand-year long nap and there's nothing at my temples. I'm not even remembered anymore.
You see, dear, everyone has forgotten you. I, however, am Hera, one of the most renowned deities in the modern world.
And who is this? A spirit come to seek our help.
My help, anyway.
I am Chikako, a spirit. I once was a strong woman in Japan, an assassin by trade. I would have gone to my own goddess, Amaterasu, but she is sleeping after a long bout with a hurricane. I ask for help. It seems the population of today is not knowledgeable of the different cultures of the world. The deities and legends are being forgotten. For Kami's sake, now the proud line of the ninja is having a feud with some grungy pirate.
Well, what do you propose we do about it? After all, we Grecians seem to be doing fine.
Wait, Chikako, what if we re-educated the mortals about our stories?
That's just what I thought. We could make a show the contestants could actually research their stories.
You are a shrewd woman. That way, they are tricked into learning all about us in an effort to become the best global storyteller.
Well, that's a fabulous idea, and let's portion the attention on how popular the region already is. For example, the Grecian deities get 90% of the time spent on it.
No. It will be equal. One round per region. Perhaps we could focus on eras as well as deities' adventures?
I think that's a marvelous idea. You may get your spotlight too.
Wait!
I was thinking of calling it Around the World in a Single Show. What do you think, Chantico?
But Grecians are the best. We should get the most time.
Then it's settled.
Around the World in a Single Show.
Okay, who was the sexy voice that did Hera?
Melly?
That was Melly.
Was that Melly?
Yeah,
that
was Melly. So.
That alone made me want to listen to this show.
Dylan is like, please.
Oh, I don't think... Dylan, you haven't heard the pop star submission this week.
I have heard.
Oh, he has. He was in the listen last night.
No wonder.
She did a great job with that one. Yeah. I'm suddenly looking at Melly in a whole new way.
Yeah.
So what did you think, Rochelle?
I'm torn on this one because there was, like, I thought, like, once they got to the point and, like, the three of them were, like, talking about what they wanted the show to be, I, like, really enjoyed it. When the three of them were kind of like, we shall call it this, and, like, this is what it's going to be. Like, I thought there was cute little banter they had going on. It was, like, I mean, it was scripted, obviously, but it was, like, really cute. And I really liked the three of them together. I think they have really good chemistry. I was, like, really into the three of them as
Are they the judges?
And it was well mixed, too.
I would assume that they're the judges because you said that if you were having people judge with you, then they should...
Okay. That's true. You did say that.
Yeah.
Is it Margot, Melly, and Flynn?
Yeah, I think that's...
I don't know who the third voice was.
That's the sense that I got from this.
I liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought there was, like, really good chemistry between you guys, and I think that you like, are going to be a good team. I think at the beginning... I got a little confused at the beginning. I wasn't really sure what was going on, like, right at first when it was just... Flynn and then Melly kind of came in, but once you guys like got to the point and started talking about what the show was, I was really into it. So I think you could have cut it down a little bit. I don't think it needed to be as long as it was.
It was tricky for me because I was thinking the same thing, and we had a choice between a long and a short version. And because of so many of these short ones, we picked the longer one to listen to. And I started thinking, oh well, maybe that's going to be kind of hard because we kind of criticized. Monica and Spaz about how long this was. This could have been a little shorter, but there was more of a story here. And so there was like at least something to, I don't know, there's something interesting to listen to kind of see where it was going. I was caught up in it. I liked it. And it was really well mixed, which helped.
I was kind of bored by it, to be honest. But I did like it. Like, I liked that you guys took the time to do it. I don't think it was as big of a it wasn't as boring as some of the other longer intros. And I thought it was cute how you guys did it and then how it went into, like, we must travel around the world and tell stories or however you did it. I thought your intro set up nicely into, like, the show's name and theme. I don't think it was bad. I was kind of bored by it, but that was a lot of that was because it was kind of low and hard to hear for me.
Yeah, I think it was the, like I said, I was bored by the beginning, but once they got to the point, I got more into it.
After Melly stopped talking, I was like, okay, I'm out.
Ha!
But by far, I think for me, it was actually in like the top three or four tonight because I thought it was a good length and I thought that it was well done. A lot of the reason I was bored by it was because I could barely hear it.
Oh, yeah.
If that makes any sense. So Zane's two submissions are finally up tonight.
Yes. I don't know which one is which, so I guess we're just going
to... CYUW is Can You Unite the World, and I think that should be the one we listen to.
Okay, that's the one with Olivia, right?
Yep.
Okay.